This is Claire Gunner reading from pages 314 to 317 of Sandra Cisneros' Caramello. Nothing's the way, Father said. He doesn't own a shop, he rents. From Mars, because he needs money for supplies for his shop, and later, poco a poco, he intends to buy a shop of his own. And later, little by little, when the grandmother gets her own place fixed up, I'll have my room back, the one off the kitchen where a previous tenant glued Raquel Welch's poster for 1 million years BC on the wall. It was put up with shellac and who knows what. We can't get it down till the room's painted. Till then, La Virgen de Guadalupe and Raquel both share a space above the grandmother's bed. I sleep in the living room. Mornings, there's the annoying rubber screech of blackbirds called grackles. Now and then a pecan drops and pings against the house like somebody throwing stones at us. By 10, the sun's so solid and strong it drives awake the dead. Then there's the noise of the grandmother slamming cupboards in the kitchen, sneezing like a bugle, shuffling about in her chanclas. We've opened all the windows and aired the house, but it still smells like it's been closed up since forever, the smell of mould and dampness, like something creepy is growing in here. There's also a dry smell of chalk and plaster and dust from the stuff you have to climb over. Tools, newspapers, boots, things that trip you up as you're climbing the stairs or walking across a room. A sad, hopeless feeling to the house, like a mouth with missing teeth. Old magazines and rubber girdles and tool bits stored in crates or slouched boxes. Wallpaper sticky and dusty, and the smell of insecticide, like someone set off a roach bomb, and that smell catching in your throat and in your eyes and making you cough up phlegm all the time. Outside, Texas clouds, wide, loose, and light like pyjamas, but a sun so bright and hot it hurts to stand outside and look at anything. Kids in the street screaming each other's names, Victor, Rudy, Alba, Rolando, Vincent. And far off, a radio turned to Tejano music with its zippy accordion and its pessimistic bass. I'm like that bass, big. The only sounds coming out of me sad and deep. Mother's right, I'm never happy unless I'm sad. When night falls, I wander about like Wilson making circles, trying to find a comfortable spot to rest. After the 10 o'clock news, I bring down my bed from the closet, the sheets and pillow, and kill time in the dining room by pushing 2 chairs together and reading until everyone's cleared out and gone off to sleep, and I can claim the couch. Some nights, like today, the funkadelics arrive. To tell the truth, nobody knows what I want, and I hardly know myself. A bathroom where I can soak in the tub and not have to come out when somebody's banging on the door, a lock on my door, a door. A room, a bed, and sleeping until I feel like it without somebody yelling, get up, or do I have to make you get up? Quiet. No radio jabbering from on top of the kitchen counter, no TV thundering in the living room. Somebody to tell my troubles to, something good and soothing to the eye, to be in love. All this is well and nice if one day I can have them, but depress me when I think maybe I'll end up like Hans Christian Andersen, old and dying in a bed he didn't even own. What good did all that fame do him if he didn't even have his own room? You know the fifth dimension? The music group, I mean. Up, up and away in Aquarius. The funkadelics are like that. A harmony of voices, high and low, except instead of making you feel good, you feel sad, in 5 gradations. Loneliness, fear, grief, numbness, and despair. You can't row past the funkadelics. At least I can't. I sort of drown myself in it, fall asleep, my body sodden and soggy. And when I wake, if I'm lucky, it's a relief to find the funkadelics have worn off, like a fever that finally breaks. My cousin Pass taught me how to crochet one summer, and it's a good thing too. It comes in handy when the funkadelics arrive. I buy a ball of cotton string and a 00 needle at the Woolworths, and crochet a dirty knot of lace because my hands always sweat, and I can't keep the string clean. There's a poem by Garcia Lorca we had to memorize once in school. It has a line that goes, "Who will buy from me this sadness of white string to make handkerchiefs?" Something like that. It sounds kind of goofy in English. ¿Quién me compraría a mí este cintillo que tengo y esta tristeza de hilo blanco para hacer pañuelos? This sadness of white string. That's how I feel when I get the funkadelics. An endless white string full of tiny knots. The trouble with you is you're too somber, a nun at school would tell me. Somber. I wonder if the word comes from the same place as sombrero. Don't forget to put on your sadness. I won't. That sadness suits you, was made for you, in fact. Sadness suits me. I savour it the way some people savour good food. Sleep or sadness, it's all the same to me. Come get me, like an ocean hungry to lap you up. Thanks to God we're here, and we got here safely, Father says, waking me up from my daydreaming. Then Father makes his same joke. ¿Qué tienes, mi vida? ¿Sueño o sleepy? Es que tengo sleepy. I have sleepy, Father. I don't tell Father the truth. This house gives me the creeps like it's haunted or something. But how can I tell him that when he's so happy? Go to Mimi. Noches, Father says. Que duermas con los angelitos panzones. Sleep with the fat little angels. The fat little angels, like the ones La Virgen is always stepping on. Like the ones shoving a saint up to heaven, carrying Mary's blue drapery, or rolling about in the clouds in holy ecstasy. The fat little angels. I sigh and pull the sheets over my head like I did when I was little and scared of lizards. Thanks to God, somebody believes in something.